This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I would predict optimistically that you will spend most of the next hour with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health as we go through a number of stories of items, studies, that sort of thing, news and views from other doctors, things that are pertinent to your health and well-being. Dr. Ken is one of the country's foremost cardiologists, has a clinic in Mount Dora, Florida. Lake Cardiology is there. He's ready, willing, and able, and I mean able is really underscored there. One of the most intelligent minds, good person, likes to work with patients, spends days and nights with them. So if you want to change your life and you're concerned or maybe have some problems with the function of your heart, cardiovascular system, circulatory system, he's the man for me, and he could be for you as well, by the way. You can call his office, schedule an appointment. I was going to say anytime. He won't see you at 2 in the morning, but, and probably nobody in the office will see you at 2. He'll answer the phone at 2 in the morning. But call and engage his staff in the vagaries of yes or no to come down and see him. 352-735-1400 is the number at Lake Cardiology. I say that right up front as you become impressed with his knowledge. 352-735-1400. You may think this is a good idea. All right, so we got a lot of stuff floating around on e-cigarettes here this week. People dying, people in comas, youngsters being warned, parents are on the lookout. So one wonders, I can't begin to imagine how anybody thinks this is an intelligent. We got that many dumb people? I guess we do, because there are lots and lots and lots of people. The government's probably going to ban these things sooner or later. Matter of fact, I think you've got a story of the administration looking at doing that right now, right?
Well, let me give you the news, then I'll give you my own opinion. And the news is that the Trump administration, a couple days ago, said it will impose a ban, Doug, against non-tobacco-flavored e-cigarette products in the wake of several deaths in the United States. Doctors have linked to vaping. The Health and Human Services Department, they plan to eliminate unauthorized flavored e-cigarette products from the market. These e-cigarettes, they were originally produced as a bridge to get off of tobacco products. The problem is that the kids are using them to go the other way as a bridge to get on to bad things. And if you're using e-cigarettes for anything but a bridge, a temporary bridge to get off of tobacco products, you're not using them for your health.
Who was the first person who said it's healthier to smoke an e-cigarette? I'd like to see that person. I'd like to know. I'd like to hear what that person, male or female, has to say now about that, wouldn't you?
The unintended consequences yes. are very unfortunate.
Right. Okay, up next here in our overview of the medical news from the journals around our country and around the globe is a focus on vitamin E. Let's talk about what vitamin E. I think vitamin E is not, it's not one of those household like vitamin C. I guess that's probably the best known one, but then there are others that we take, vitamin B for the brain. But vitamin E and vitamin K, most a lot of people don't know much about them, right?
The reason why I wanted to talk about vitamin E this week is because it's part of this vaping story. Oh. And it may be the reason why there's all this vaping lung disease. Illicit THC vape cartridges being cut with a thickening agent, Doug, may be the cause of this severe lung condition that's been linked to vaping. It's vitamin E oil, not the supplement people take or the wheat germ that you get, the natural vitamin E that's very healthy, but vitamin E oil or tocopherol acid acetate is one of the compounds that's been potentially linked to, you ready for this, 6 deaths and the hospitalization of some 450 people in 33 states who use some type of e-cigarette. So this is really a big problem, and maybe this is the culprit of it all, and hopefully we'll be able to eliminate this and move on.
Yep. Well, let's hope that more we talk about it, Ken, the more impact it will have. That is, the knowledge, the information has an impact, because that really is the
just
the
watch what your kids are doing and
know what your kids. Your job, they're you're the parent, so you're supposed to know what your child is doing.
And they're all interested in the environment, you know, what they're putting into themselves, and this is just not in any way helping the environment. It's not in any way doing anything good for their health.
Nope. Nothing. All right, let's take apart this story, this information about social media. And this is from the same school. The kids that are vaping do so for a reason that seems to be a part of their contemporary lifestyle. And social media, even though we are all faced with it, it seems to take hold the younger you are and control more of your time and life, Ken. So what's the result of all of that?
Unfortunately, depression and anxiety does seem to be more common among teens these days. I don't know if we're just aware of it, we're more sensitive to it, we watch for it, but in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition this week, Doug, we learned that teens who spend more time with social media are more likely to suffer from social withdrawal, anxiety, or depression. So 12 to 15-year-olds who spend more than 6 hours a day on, you know the names, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media, they're nearly 3 times more likely to suffer from anxiety or depression.
More. Listen to that. Give that number again, please.
If they're on these items, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or other social media more than 6 hours a day, they're nearly 3 times more likely to suffer from anxiety or depression. So you got to know what your kids are doing. And, you know, what's wrong with the old-fashioned pick up the phone, call a friend, and actually meet face-to-face? What a concept.
Do you and I sound like a couple of old fogies?
We really do.
It's true. It's true. All right, 14 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice for those of you who don't take Ken's advice. That is, make sure the 5 things he says that will guarantee you're having a longer, better, healthier life. In that 5 is getting a good night's rest, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And you can't get that if you're sleeping on a lousy mattress, on a lousy bed, with lousy pillows. You just won't. So why don't you remedy the situation and save some dough at the same time? Listener results are all over MyPillow.com. It's guaranteed to be the most comfortable experience, all of their products. The mattresses, mattress toppers, the pillows, the sheets, the whole deal. The great thing about the pillows and all these other things, with the exception of the mattress, is you can put them in the washing machine, get rid of the bugs, put them in the dryer, and then you can reshape. You can use these pillows as they are intended to be used. Shape them to your neck, to your head as you go to sleep every night. That'll ensure that you will not have a sleepless night. You'll have a great night. And that's why so many people have gone to MyPillow.com. Not to mention the fact that there are big deals now. If you use the code DJV, when you go to MyPillow.com, save up to 66% on all kinds of specials they have there, from the Platinum Premium MyPillows to the Body Pillows. It is a fabulous way for you, and an inexpensive way for you to get the great night's rest that Ken talks about. So let's get on it. MyPillow.com. Get the features that are a part of getting a great night's sleep, the features of their pillow. It's MyPillow.com. The discount code is DJV. When you go to the tab page for radio specials, DJV is the code at MyPillow.com. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dr. Ken Kronos here with us on Good Day Health. Next item is, I guess it is, if I'm to read between the lines, reminds me of that song, Short People. Remember that?
I do.
All right. So what do short people have going for them, or not?
Well, this is out of the medical journal Diabetologia just this week, that shorter people, Doug, may be at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes compared to taller people.
How do we define what is short and what's tall? What's the breaking point?
Well, here's what they learned in this study. For every 4-inch increase in a person's height, there's a 41% reduction in the risk of developing type 2 diabetes for men and a 33% reduced risk for women. So,
and
the taller you are, the less likely you are to get type 2 diabetes. The shorter you are, the more likely. That's the best you can say.
But I want to know what the cutoff is. I want to know, is it 5'10", 5'5", 5 feet? That's what I'm asking.
Well, they didn't look at it that way. They just looked at relative risk.
I know, but they used the term short stature, so they need to define it. Otherwise,
the average person, what's the average male in America? About 5'8"?
5'8", 9'10".
Yeah, so it would be under that. And the average woman, what's the average woman? About
5'4", 5'6".
Yeah, that's where I would put it. So we're talking about below average height, above average height.
Yeah. All right, that seems a little dicey, although type 2 diabetes now is, you know, it's all about sugar and your sugar quotient. There are a lot of things around, it would seem. I've noticed this more recently.
You're asking why is there this link? And, well, people with shorter stature, they tend to have higher levels of fat in their liver, and this may be in part, Doug, to help explain the increased risk of type 2 diabetes, but also possibly in childhood, dealing with nutrition in childhood, it may lead to both short stature and an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. So what you eat as a youngster may have a great impact on future height and your risk of getting diabetes.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we get the gist of it. But it's what you eat as well.
And the upshot is that shorter individuals, they should be more closely monitored for diabetes and cardiovascular disease risk factors. So we're talking about people who are under average height.
Okay. Coming up next, what you do, what happens to you, and what doesn't happen to you when you go into the public restroom. That's next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Doctor, how do you do? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service, on your side, a public service. So what happens, Ken, when we go into the, we pull up on the highway, we got to go and eliminate what is rattling around in our bodies. A lot of people think when you sit down on a toilet in the public restroom, look out, going to get it. And apparently that may not be the case. What's the story?
I'm not sure what...
Do you love how I dramatize that?
I'm not sure what brought this to your mind this week.
Yeah.
But,
the STD risk that you have if you sit in the toilet in the public restroom? I don't know.
I was hoping to talk not about public grooming, but pubic grooming.
Oh. Well, pubic grooming and public. Maybe the two things go together. I missed an L in there.
Yes.
Or maybe I added an L. For the effect. There's an effect.
Magnify that.
Yeah. Well, all right, so anyway.
In the public Library of Science, PLOS won this week. Right. There's an article about the fact that pubic grooming
manscaping, isn't that what women call it?
Well, it does not raise... this is really women. An article about exactly. Women not raising the sexually transmissible disease risk. So women who shave or wax their pubic hair are not, Doug, more likely to get chlamydia or gonorrhea. So to protect against sexually transmissible diseases, you know, let me tell you the boilerplate from the CDC. They recommend sexually active people to stay in a long-term mutually monogamous relationship with a sexually transmissible disease-free partner and use latex condoms consistently and properly. But the really good news this week is that in the past, there was this concern for women who shave or wax their pubic hair that they were increasing their risk of getting a sexually transmissible disease. But the problem with those older studies that they didn't look at the frequency, and in this study, frequency was controlled, and the fact is, you're not more likely to get anything.
Really? And that surprises anybody?
Why? Well,
the public part of it makes it more interesting.
We can talk about the risk of going into public bathrooms, but in another moment. But there was in the past a concern because of actually some studies that were done. They weren't done well. That showed that women were at increased risk, but what they didn't control for was frequency of sexual interaction. So the conclusion from those studies was that people that were grooming were maybe just more active, and that's why they were grooming, or they were grooming because they were more active one way or the other. And so it wasn't the fact that it was the grooming, it was the frequency, it was their greater activity with more partners, and this study controlled for that and realized that it's not the grooming, it's the frequency.
All right. Okay, everybody got that now? No question.
Am I being too obtuse?
Yeah, a little bit. You are like that because you are modest. You don't like to...
No, I'll talk. No, the problem in the older studies, they didn't account for frequency of sexual relations, how often you had intercourse. Mm-hmm. And they didn't control for that. And they then just measured the women who had shaved their pubic hair, and the women who shaved their pubic hair had more sexually transmissible disease. And what it was, in fact, was that they were just more sexually active. And in this study, they controlled for a frequency, how often a woman had intercourse.
Right. All right, I'm wondering how Kara's enjoying this conversation.
Well, we're talking pure science. This is in the PLOS-1, the Public Library of Science 1 medical journal. This week, if you want to go read the original study, it's right there. Done at one of our greater universities in the country.
This is the week for remembrance for September 11th. There's a study that I want to talk about regarding firefighters and heart disease as we continue on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about a Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is seeming to take a different stance on vaping. He tweeted about getting counterfeits off the market after announcing earlier this week an effort to ban nearly all flavored vaping products. Gregory Connolly, the president of the American Vaping Association, made his case against the flavored vaping ban.
The fact is that there have been mistakes by people trying to market to adult millennials, but that does not justify removing every single product from the market besides tobacco flavors, especially when we know from the Yale School of Public Health, the National Bureau of Economic Research, other institutions have said banning flavors will increase smoking, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Pacific Gas and Electric and a group of insurers have reached an $11 billion settlement to cover most of the claims from the 2017 and 2018 wildfires in California. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We have some very compelling information in this study that's out this week in, I guess, correlation to our acknowledging what happened on September 11th, 2001, Ken. Firefighters who responded to these attacks appear to face a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. This is info from the Journal of the American Medical Association, finding firefighters who spent any amount of time working in the aftermath around that dust had an elevated risk of developing heart disease. One wonders how many have already expired because the police, fire, all those folks who were there, I think there are numbers somewhere, but all that, there was 1 million tons of dust from the World Trade Center towers. And I guess 1% of that, according to the study, would represent an enormous amount of danger because of those fine particles in the air. And so under the circumstances, it's not a surprise. 200 of the firefighters have died because of exposure that they had. What is there? Do you want to give us the sort of, without being too much in the weeds, what is it that these things do to our heart and our circulatory system?
Well, an interesting tidbit is that, in general, firefighters who are very grateful towards, they actually die more commonly from heart disease than they do from fighting fires.
Right.
And it's a stressful job, and certainly stress is an indication and a cause of coronary disease. And fortunately, in the study that you're discussing that was announced this week, fortunately, it's not an epidemic, but there is a modest increase. They describe 5% of the firefighters have been affected by heart disease so far, and more than what they would have expected at this point, but it's an ongoing, definitely the risk is baked in, and we're going to see more and more of it as time goes on, more than what we would even expect from firefighting outside of the 9/11 event. But interestingly, from this study, the firefighters who got there earlier by noon have had more heart issues, and the firefighters who spent more time subsequently at the 9/11 site have had more heart disease. But fortunately, it hasn't been an overwhelming epidemic yet. But these people need to be followed. And I think the important thing is that although it is very costly taking care of these folks, they certainly earned it. And the group getting heart disease now need to be added to the others who are getting support for having served amazingly during the time of 9/11.
Yep. So it's, but I think there's a curiosity there among people because, again, our attention is heightened. This is the week of
why there's increased risk of heart disease. I think it's just the incredible exposure to this was an incredible. Imagine being there.
I can't imagine.
A life-altering, stressful event can affect the heart. And whatever they were exposed to for even more, this study was not powered to actually break it down to what was the actual ingredient that has increased the risk. But, you know, you can speculate, obviously, on all of the toxic materials that they were breathing. It had to be horrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, I guess, you know, there's so many different factors in heart disease. You're the cardiologist. Ken, for those of you maybe new to listening to this hour or to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, Dr. Ken is one of the country's foremost cardiologists, practices in Florida at Lake Cardiology. Lots of people are always, this is sort of not preventative, but I'm acting ahead of the request because people are always asking me, how do we find Dr. Ken? So you can find him by calling 352-735-1400 wherever you are in the country. It's a worthwhile effort, I will tell you. He's got new tools there. You can learn more about yourself. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe a lot of people say, I don't want to know. Okay, if you don't, then don't go see Ken. If you want to know, then go see Ken. 352-735-1400. Go ahead.
I do take care of a few firefighters who have actually retired to Florida after this event. Who are from New York, who were at 9/11. I can tell you how I manage them in real life. Yeah. And I'm aggressive with their risk factor reduction, their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight, smoking, all the usual things that we talk about, and especially their mental stress. And I've really urge them to get help with not only the physical issues, but to get therapy, to get
talk it out.
Yes, to get that out, to relieve the mental stress, because obviously a huge event, and unless you get that mental stress, any family members listening, if you haven't dealt with the mental stress, that's going to linger, and that's going to promote the coronary disease.
All right. So the old word to the wise is sufficient. While we're on heart disease, the type of diet that you choose, you talk about the Mediterranean diet a lot, but there's so many others out there. Without a diet, like a formal diet, it doesn't really, you know, make a difference. If you're active, I was looking at something, speculating, the Journal of Physiology suggests that it doesn't make any difference when it comes to starting a workout system, whether you're 70, 80, 90, it's never too late to start working out. And I wonder if that sort of thing counters some of the things that you may have eaten. Is it ever too late to turn back? The question, I'm not sure that, I think my sense is that it's not, but I want to know your clinical answer to that question because it's being asked by Actually, one person asked me that, and I wanted to pass along. I think it's a great question.
Studies show it's never too late to start an exercise program and expect benefit from it. But if you haven't been in one for a long time, just talk to your doctor about it. You may want to get the motor checked before you put it into high gear. But I urge anyone at any age to think about doing it. And with regards to diet, it doesn't matter what you eat if you want to lose weight, and it's the calories that count. But if you want to be healthy, and then it obviously matters what you eat in addition to the calories.
Well, okay, but let's put it, let me ask it another way. In terms of that, there are diets, you know, you hear me talking about Calitrin all the time. It's not really a diet at all. The diet and exercise portion of your advice, there's the keto diet, there's the Atkins diet, there's the this diet, the that diet. If you're on a diet, do you have to worry about carbs and fat so much, or just if you're eating a balanced diet? These diets are all pretty balanced, aren't they? Or, I mean,
no, they're different. And the key is knowing, number one, the calories, because that's what the studies show, and this gets confusing when they compare all the different diets, and the goal is weight loss, it's the calories. It doesn't matter what diet, what the food choices are. But if you want to be optimally healthy, then the food choices definitely matter. And I think there's, you know, cardiologists, I think, will agree that there's two superior diets, the Mediterranean, and I combine the DASH with that, or a vegetarian diet. And we love to debate which one of those are better. I think they're both great. It just depends on you, the individual, which works better for you. For me, the Mediterranean combining with the DASH diet, dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, is the best diet for me. But if you like to be a vegan, I'm not going to get in your way.
Okay. Good for you. Well, vegan, I'm not a vegan. I eat
a vegetarian diet.
But yeah, I don't like meat. So, anyway, Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, the podcast that's up right now at gooddayhealthshow.com featuring Dr. Ken discusses figures that indicate deaths resulting from heart-related conditions are up in the last few years. We also talk about alternate day fasting, how that's become a new trend. If you're interested in how that works, listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken also in this podcast talks to us about continuing regular screening for hepatitis C and why that's important. We have a discussion about holding hands with a loved one and how that helps literally relieve pain, and how optimistic people live longer lives as well. If you're a pessimist, you're going to croak. If you aren't, you're going to live a long life. Basically, that's at gooddayhealthshow.com. We have a discussion with Dr. Stephen Tang and Dr. Lamas. This was a very important conversation. If you didn't hear this, you need to avail yourself of the discussion on chelation therapy, whether you have lead poisoning. This is blood-related, obviously, but there are a lot of things you can get. And some, like Ken tells you, he admits that he wasn't a fan of chelation, but now he's sort of changed his mind about this. So get rid of the toxins in your bloodstream. Find out how you can do it with chelation. That's a discussion also on the current edition of Good Day Health Show podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Look for the latest Dr. Ken podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
This is sponsored by Amgen. September is National Cholesterol Education Month, and comedian and television host Jay Leno has partnered with Amgen on Cholesterol 911, a national initiative urging people who have had a heart attack and still have high bad cholesterol to reduce their risk of another. Bad cholesterol is one of the most important modifiable risk factors for heart attack. While many people may be able to reduce their cholesterol through diet, exercise, or medication, those who have experienced a previous heart attack and still struggle with high bad cholesterol may require additional treatment options to further reduce their cardiovascular risk.
I have high cholesterol that thankfully I'm able to control with the help of my doctor, but I've learned from some close friends about a connection to their heart attacks. I hope this effort encourages people to see the emergency in high cholesterol and talk to their doctor.
Visit www.cholesterol911.com to learn more. Again, that's www.cholesterol911.com to learn more.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a story about vegans, vegetarians. That's, you know, if you're not eating meat and fish, it's interesting. You are more at risk for a stroke, but less at risk for heart disease. This was a study for thousands of vegans over the past 18 years. People with non-meat diets have a higher risk of stroke, but a lower risk of heart disease. Information about people's diets gathered when they first joined the study, and again, this went back to, 18 years ago, so about halfway through. And they were taking into account social, demographic, and lifestyle factors, along with medical history. The study found that 1,000 cases of stroke, 300 of which were hemorrhagic, meaning a weakened blood vessel will burst and bleed in your brain. Those are life-threatening, by the way. Nutritional epidemiologist who was in charge of the study said that vegans and vegetarians saw a more drastic reduction in heart disease, but an increased risk of stroke. In terms of the absolute number of cases, she said a higher risk of stroke in vegetarians is small compared to the lower risk of coronary heart disease. This means that in every 1,000 non-meat eaters compared to their meat-eating equivalents, there are 10 fewer cases of heart disease and only 3 more cases of stroke. The higher risk of hemorrhagic strokes may be linked to very low cholesterol levels. So there's a danger here. This is my takeaway. There's a danger of eating, having a diet that's so low in fats that you have a low cholesterol level. You're in danger if it's too high and in danger if it's too low, at least according to this study. I think some of the doctors would disagree with that, but I thought you ought to have that information. That's why I'm passing it along to you. I'm Doug Steffenhardt, Good Day Health. One of the things that's come up in my neck of the woods, Ken, this week has been the threat of EEE, equine encephalitis, whatever the third E is, Eastern equine encephalitis. Somebody died. A lot of events have been canceled here in my area. There are a lot of fear-based thinkers that I think are overdoing this. By the same token, you don't know which are the good mosquitoes and the bad mosquitoes. And my understanding is we actually discussed this on the DJV program, how certain types of blood may be more appealing to the mosquito population than others. Think there's anything to that?
There probably is.
I'm just looking at all the fairs, the festivals, the hikes, the parks, public things that are being canceled after dark, one by one, all over the place here. High school football games, it's gone. People are going crazy with all of this stuff. And I wonder whether you really... I understand what EEE is. It's really a bad brain swelling. It can give you a fever, a headache. You can become drowsy, vomit, have diarrhea, that kind of stuff. So in the worst place, the worst example is they go into a coma.
You know, most mosquitoes do find type O blood more tastier than other bloods.
Right, yeah. So if they bite you and there's not O blood, can they tell before they bite you or after they bite you?
They're out looking for type O.
They're looking for type O. All right, so that's another reason, by the way, for you to know what your blood type is. I'm not being facetious about that either. Don't you think you should know what your blood type is? Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I'm A negative. What's that? What is
AB? You're A negative. I'm AB negative, which is the universal recipient. It's an unusual blood type. It just means that I can really take anybody's
right.
blood.
I was told that that was the case with A minus too. A man.
Well, you can't take B. B plus. Well, you can't take B. B.
Can I take O?
You can take O.
Right. All right. But this discussion should serve you when you have your blood work done every year to have your blood tested to see what's going on in your body. Get it typed. Pretty easy to do that, right?
Very easy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's the story. Lots of conversation. Wow. We covered a lot of ground in this segment of the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Doctor time, medical time, focus on you and your body time. Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us with a focus on a lot of these reports that he reads and synthesizes for us. That's one of the main jobs. He brings a lot of interesting and important and compelling information about your health and well-being. So let's see if we can put an interesting, compelling spin on napping and how good. Let's focus on some good stuff here for a change, Ken, because a lot of times the medical news not so good. But this is pretty hopeful. Those of you who take a nap, listen up.
Yes, one of the British medical journals called Heart this week published an interesting article about something you know about. Doug, taking a daytime nap once or twice a week may halve the risk of cardiovascular events such as heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure. However, there's no link between cardiovascular events and the duration of the naps.
So I try to, depends on the time of year, get a nap every day for 20 to 30 minutes. That's usually a very good way for me to refresh myself for the activities the rest of the day. Sometimes, like yesterday, I couldn't because there was too much going on. I had to run from one thing to the next to the next. And I found myself about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon really wanting to take a nap. But I couldn't. I came home to just run upstairs and spread out on the couch for a minute, and the phone rang, and I got off onto something, and then I jumped in my truck and went back to the farm. So that's my story. But for you, I know if I can do it every day, I do. I certainly am getting two or three, maybe four a week in, and maybe that is why my heart is as strong as it is. Certainly contributes to it, Ken, one way or the other.
Well, it does. This study wasn't powered to figure out why, but it just did discover that taking more
naps. What's your take on why? What are you? You're the cardiologist here, so why? What's? Is it obvious that you're just resting and things slow down?
Well,
is that obvious?
I think once or twice a week is just catching up on the needed rest. And then, you know, again, I'm just speculating because this study was not powered to figure it out. But when you start napping every single day, it just may represent that, you know, that the motor is slowing down.
Yeah, but didn't we have a study a while ago that suggested if you try to catch up on your sleep, like on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday morning, it doesn't have the same impact as if you're getting a good night's rest every night?
So well, that was, boy, now you make me go back in time. That was the original study on that, which wasn't really good science. It wasn't a big study. And then a much better, bigger study was done.
That
actually showed that it was okay to catch up. And now this is the first really definitive study on napping, because napping has come out in different studies. And this is a good study.
Good. All right, next up, staying sort of in the same train of thought. If you stay fit, it's good for your brain. This seems to be nothing but, you'd think, common sense, but explain what they found here, will you?
This was out of a medical journal called Scientific Reports this week, Doug, that staying in good shape, it may help preserve brain structure, boost memory, and improve the ability to think clearly and quickly. And there are several theories as to what might explain a strong body, strong brain connection.
Yeah, strong. Well, the exercise gets the blood into your brain, and that helps lubricate. Isn't that what happens when you get strokes or you get older, you get memory losses? Because the arteries are hardening up, and I don't get as much...
It may be that fitter men and women simply have a better blood supply to the brain, but it also may decrease inflammation, which benefits mm-hmm. the brain cells, and also may help promote better nerve fiber insulation, better growth across nerve cells and nerve connections.
Got it. Speaking of promoting brain health, losing weight and having the ideal body weight that Ken talks about, that should be on the top of your list of things to do to stay healthy, to be healthy, stay healthy, lose the weight, keep yourself to reasonable ideal body weight. Ken always has a formula for that. You want to get, you know, if you're too heavy, you need to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. You know what you need to lose. So if that's the case, why not guarantee yourself success? Encourage success by getting onto a program that's all about your health and well-being. It's all natural and doesn't require anything other than you taking four Calitrin capsules every night before you go to bed. Stay on the program for 6 months, and you not only will lose the weight, you will keep it off. Train your body to keep it off. Want to get a hold of this product? All you have to do is go to Calitrin, Calotren.com. Use the code DJV. Big sale on right now. So you can get the 6 month supply and free shipping as well at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight safely. Use the code DJV to save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.